Chris Cottrell with KDB Sports, talking with, hey man, I've been calling you a Scotts Bluff High legend of late. How's that sound? Talking with Drew Cuxhausen right now. made the big decision the other day. I guess first and foremost, Drew, congrats on, you've made the call on University of Northern Colorado. I don't think, you know, for a lot of folks that kind of know you or know who's at UNC, this move really not that surprising. Talk about this process. It didn't seem like it took all that long once you made the decision. So what went into it?
I really, really didn't know what I was going to do when I decided to leave McNeese. But I was in contact with some schools and everything. And I just didn't feel the same way, I guess, about all those schools as the way I felt about Northern Colorado. And then they gave me a lot of love. And on top of that, my junior college coach is there and my old Division II coach is there. So that, and I really like both of them. So that played a lot into it. But also, I'll be able to be closer to my family. So that played into it as well.
Yeah, so Corey Feringer, your head coach at WNCC. Houston Reed was your head coach your freshman year up at Chadron State. And, I mean, I know that didn't, you know, go as the way you planned, but you got a lot of respect for Coach Reed. You love Coach Feringer. I would imagine the minute Coach Feringer called, even if what he had to say was similar to what everyone else had to say, it meant a lot more and mattered a lot more coming from him.
Yeah. When Coach Corey called, I knew that that was definitely somewhere that I would take into consideration for sure, because I know that he'll take care of me and he'll get me to where I want to be as far as like my next step after Northern Colorado. But I trust him a lot, and yeah, as soon as I figured out they were interested in me, that was a top school from the jump for me.
What'd you learn about yourself? What'd you learn about your game in 2 years playing D1 ball?
I actually learned that going over there, you know, I really didn't know what to think at first, but it was just a lot of believing in myself and showing myself that I could actually do it. And so now I guess that I've had 2 years of experience, I feel like I'm ready to take the next step in my game. And I just feel like Northern Colorado is a good spot for me to take that next step and to just be on a winning team. And I'm just excited to play closer to home and be able to have my family come to the game and be able to have them see me play for my last year.
So at McNeese, Coach Schroyer was the head coach. Now he's just, what, the AD? I'd imagine a move like that probably factored in, especially when you have a free year to kind of make this choice and go wherever you want.
Yeah, it definitely played a factor in. Coach Schroyer is really, like, one of my favorite people in the world. So when he stepped into the AD role, I kind of knew that I would probably leave, just because I know he brought me there and he recruited me there and he gave me my first opportunity. So I'm really appreciative of that. But yeah, I think I just needed a fresh start, and it had been a tough year with the Hurricanes and all that. So I think a fresh start will be good for me.
So when your phone rings and it's Coach Feringer, how hyped is he trying to get you to go to UNC?
Yeah, I talked to Corey quite a bit since I put my name in the transfer portal. He had been calling me quite a bit. We had been texting, and he let me know that they really were interested in me and that they really wanted me. So they showed me more interest than any other school. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
Did you talk to Coach Smiley, or was it just Coach Feringer?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Smiley a lot. He hit me up a lot. We talked on the phone and texted, and I texted with Coach Reed a little bit. So they all reached out to me and they all showed me love. And so I just, they made me feel wanted, you know, going to Northern Colorado.
So you got this 1 year to go. Obviously, you're trying to make a living out of the game of basketball here as you move forward in life. What are kind of your goals? What do you think you can do with it? Where are you trying to get to when this is all said and done about a year from now?
I'll be there for about a year, so not too long. And after this year, I'm just looking to try and go play professionally, whatever way that'll take me. You know, I think probably the most reasonable goal for me right now is to try and play overseas after next year. And that's something I've always wanted to do, so I'm gonna do everything I can to be able to do that.
You got the ultimate trump card, man, the jump shot.
Yep.
wrapping up right now with Drew Cook, Soundsend, former Cougar, of course, the great at Scotts Bluff High School. Northern Colorado, I think, what, 500 league team this year in the Big Sky. What have they talked about as far as, like, you know, the ceiling for this squad you're going to be on?
Oh, they talk real good about it. I know they have a lot of really good players that came back from last year. And, you know, I'm just looking to fit in. You know, I'm looking to shoot the ball and do my thing, but I'm just looking to be a team guy and be a part of a good team and just get to know those guys. But, yeah, I'm looking to come in and do my thing, and I think they're going to let me do my thing. And that's really what I was looking for in a school, is finding someone that will let me play freely like Coach Schroyer did at McNeese.
Drew, appreciate the time, bud. I know you're on the road heading back down to Lake Charles to kind of wrap things up there and get back this direction. I'm sure some folks from around will make the trip over to UNC at some point next year to see you play in person. Happy for all your success to this point and looking forward to seeing what you got in the hopper coming down here in the near future. So drive safe. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon, man.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.